is Mitchna. And you're listening to 89.1 WIDR Kalamazoo, your source for radio evolution.
La clumsy adolescence. It's a phase we've all been through, except for me. I was like a cat. I always ended up on all fours. Like a cat.
Don't whiz on the electric fence!
Don't whiz on
the electric fence!
We'll be right back. Welcome to the LAN party. I am DJ.
Don't.
Getting comfortable?
I'm pretty comfortable, yeah.
You got Stabby?
I have Stabby. I'm sitting in a chair we lovingly call Mr. Stabby.
Stabby.
And I'm enjoying him.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm in Lowrider.
That's true. You are. You're in brown Lowrider.
It's the, you have to trade off. You get the chair that stabs you or the chair that's a little too short.
Well,
I got the Lowrider.
Listen here, buddy. You know what I think it is? I think it's you're too short.
My back is too.
Yes.
My back is too short.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay. How about you, you know, not insult the chair and insult yourself?
Absolutely.
God, got it wrong.
My back had only been a few inches longer.
Exactly. You've been fine.
You are listening to The LAN Party. The LAN Party brings you geeky music every Tuesday night / Wednesday morning from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. What you just heard was Binary Pilot in the track Goof off of his album Defrag, which is available on 8bitpeoples.com. Before that, from Spinal Tap, Give Me Some Money.
That was really well timed. I'll be honest. I was driving in the car and I was like, I was listening to the song before it and I was like, oh man, you know, last week I gave him the Spinal Tap song. We should really play that song. And right after it came on and I was like, oh yeah. And then I was driving around singing along.
Great. So now you admitted to our listeners you were late.
Yes.
I was covering for you. Man.
I think I'm...
Fine.
Dude,
I'm... Fine. Before that, Reggie in the Full Effect with the Dwarf Invasion off of their album Promotional Copy. I think that by naming things Promotional Copy, he's showing his bitterness towards the music industry.
Yes.
But whatever. Before that, John Williams with a short track from the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic game. That was Kinroth Cave. And starting off was another 8bitpeoples.com track. That was Koppelkraft with 8-Bit Goa number 2 from the album Multiboxer. Everything on 8-Bit People is completely free, for what it's worth. If you have nerdy requests, for after all, this is the LAN party, give us a call, 269-387-6303. If not, sit back and relax. Enjoy. We have a couple requests to take care of.
Yes. We got some from last week.
Last week, yeah. Are we good on that front?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So keep it tuned. This is the LAN party on 89.1 FM WIDR. Kalamazoo Radio Evolution.
religion, government, it won't matter once the dinosaurs come back. What happens when you do find out you are no longer the most supreme being in the universe? That there is something greater. Dinosaurs. They faked their own death. They left around primitive bones and they're coming back soon, and we need to be ready to fight them or join them, whatever you want to do. How do I know the dinosaurs are coming back? I can't tell you that. Oh yeah, I can, hold on. I was one day blazing with this new type of marijuana that my drug dealer called Buster Douglas. Why Buster Douglas? Even when you try to recover and pack another bowl, you find yourself like Mike Tyson, just trying to fiddle around on the mat, put your mouthpiece back in. Then you wake up the next morning with one sock on. When this was happening, my dinosaur mug started talking to me. Robbie, the dinosaurs are going to be coming back June 23rd. And stop smoking, or I'll keep talking to you. How do we defend ourselves against the dinosaurs? Well, one way is to modify our Nintendo gun zappers from Duck Hunt. Put a little scope on there, put a silencer if you don't want to be loud, but you gotta scare those f***ing pterodactyls off, so this is the end. Yeah. Gotta cover your scent for the dinosaurs so they don't know where you are. You can use Febreze for that. Dinosaurs are crafty. They know how to pick locks. They know how to steal your credit card IDs. They know how to fertilize eggs or sell women's eggs for money in the Boston Phoenix. So we gotta be ready to fight.
So we played even.
With my favorite book, Broadway Musicals of the 1940s. No roommate to bother me. How could it get any better than this?
Oh, hi, Rod!
Hi, Nicky.
Hey, Rod, you'll never guess what happened to me on the subway this morning. This guy was smiling at me and talking to me.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
He was being real friendly, and I think he was coming on to me. I think he might have thought I was gay.
So why are you telling me this? Why should I care? I don't care. What'd you have for lunch today?
Well, you don't have to get all defensive.
Oh, my God, defensive! Oh, why do I care about some gay guy you met, okay? I am trying to read.
Well, I didn't mean anything by it, Rod. I just think it's something we should be able to talk about.
Well, I do not want to talk about it, Nikki. This conversation is over.
Yeah, but Rod...
Over!
Well, okay. But just so you know, if you were gay... That'd be okay. I mean, cause hey, I'd like you anyway. Because you see, if it were me, I would feel free to say that I was gay, but I'm not gay.
Nikki, please, I am trying to read. What?
If you were queer.
Oh, Nikki.
I'd still be here.
Nikki, I am trying to read this
year
book.
After year.
Nikki.
Because you're dear to me.
Ah.
And I know that you.
What?
Would accept me too.
I would?
If I told you today.
Hey, guess what? I'm gay.
But I'm not gay. I'm happy just being with you.
I'm in shoes, pal Joey.
So what should it matter to me? What you do? On me to always be beside you every day to tell you it's okay. You were just born that way, and as they say, it's in your DNA. You're gay.
I am not gay.
If you were gay.
He thought he was the smartest guy around. Well, I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice, stop playing cards and a shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now.
Howdy, old daddy, hey, dear,
knuckle whist and yoker, but shooting dice was his favorite game. Well, he got thrown in jail with nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused the fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. Well, I told him once or twice to stop playing cards and a-shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Girl named Susie, I said I was the swellest guy around. Well, we started to spending my money, and she started to calling me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. Well, I told that judge right to his face, I don't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now.
It's a foot of snow to a boxer. It's a fast KO to a sheriff. It's which way they went to a smoker. It's a
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
More taste fine.
Whiter.
To a jockey. It's a derby win to a traveler. It's a welcome into a landlord. It's the monthly rent to a smoker. It's a
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
The taste of
whiter.
More taste fine.
Whiter.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of
89.1 WIDR Kalamazoo. Whiter taste.
Sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
2, 3, 4.
Oh, wow.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up. Sickness, you hooker, get up. Come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just stop and die? Get down with the sickness. You, I don't need this. I'm down.
welcome back to the LAN party. I am DJ Starscream.
I am DJ Donatello.
What you just heard was Like a Dog Chasing Cars from the Dark Knight soundtrack / score.
I wouldn't know what to do with it if you caught it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'd make a good Joker. Yeah.
Thanks.
That was by Hans Zimmer and James Newton Howard. Before that, one of our friends doing his newest project, Sparrow. That was his demo number 2.
It's I believe it's called Sleep. Now it has a name.
Oh, it has a name now. Sleep.
Yep.
And if you're interested, you can go to myspace.com/asparrowssong to hear more of his music. Before that, Richard Cheese by request, Down with the Sickness. And it is a request, and also we'd like to point out a dedication to a
person that possibly could be in labor.
Could be in labor at the moment. Good luck.
Good luck. Good luck spreading that demon seed of yours across the planet.
In future endeavors.
You stupid.
Before that, another dedication to, let's just come out and say it, to my girlfriend's mom. That was the Soggy Bottom Boys doing In the Jailhouse Now from the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Aw. Yeah. Wait a minute. That's a weird... Does she like country music or Soggy Bottom Boys?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
In the jail house now.
Nice and subtle there.
Before that, Avenue Q with If You Were Gay, That'd Be Okay from the Avenue Q soundtrack.
Well, I believe I heard that Dolly Parton came out and said that might be okay.
Dolly Parton is defending gay marriage, yeah. In fact, yes.
Amazing.
Because, you know, gay people have to share the misery too.
Actually, I think it's just that she knows that lots of her fan base is lesbian women.
Are you implying this may be a business move?
No.
Wow.
I think she's just a good person with big boobs.
Well, hope that word's okay. It is from now on. We're setting some precedents. Before that, Mariah McKee with Love is a Red Dress from the Pulp Fiction soundtrack. Before that, by request, Robbie Roadsteamer with When the Dinosaurs Come Back, available on his YouTube channel. And starting off that set, rather, was Death Clock with I Tamper with Evidence at the Murder Site of Odin from the Death Album 2. If you have requests, give us a call, 269-387-6303. We have an hour plus to go. We're going to jam-pack it with as much nerdy material as we can. Coming up right now. Want Muddy Mudskipper theme?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to The LAN Party on 89.1 WIDR Kalamazoo Radio Evolution.
Skipper of them all. Who can skip through the mud with the greatest of ease? What kind of wonderful guy? Who can crawl like a dog without scraping his knees? Who's got segmented eyes? It's Muddy Mudskipper, it's Muddy Mudskipper, it's Muddy Mudskipper Show.
From our sponsor. The Muddy Mud Skipper Show is brought to you by Gritty Kitty Litter.
Hey!
Hello, friends. Of course, you know that when it comes to absorbency, odor control, and of course, flavor, Gritty Kitty is the best litter money can buy. But did you know that Gritty Kitty now comes with a prize inside? That's right. In every bag, there's a neat prize waiting for you. Collect them all. There's the Shaven Yak Litter Box Caddy. A bologna sandwich. A live crab. A junior barbell set. Real dynamite. A fake toe. A real toe. A fish clip. And don't forget, after you're through, make sure to cut out the free mask printed on the back of every bag. Remember, if it doesn't say Gritty Kitty, it stinks.
first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space. Somewhere else in time.
The sky calls to us. We do not destroy ourselves. We will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It compares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions. The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. We do not destroy ourselves. We will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? The Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch. A remnant of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time. The first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
This is my new single. I hope you like it.
Wealthy men hired me to sing this song that they wrote for me. They're investing in this pricey music video, and they're paying to get it played on the radio.
On the radio.
And they're gonna sell a million.
A million.
Yes, it's gonna go platinum. Impressionable and insecure teenage girls. Cause all you gotta say is, ooh baby, I love you, ooh girl, I need you in my world. Yes, I'll market this song to young, impressionable and insecure teenage girls. Cause all they gotta do is find a sexually attractive man that can sing all the words.
And now the token rap verse that doesn't make any sense but helps to get a small percentage of the urban music market.
Hey baby, baby, I can tell that you are crazy, crazy. Shake that ass, girl, my rhymes are getting lazy, lazy. The things I'm talking about have nothing to do with the song, baby. But it don't matter, won't you show me that thong, baby? That's how it works in the pop music industry. 2009, mother, that's just how it is. Market this song to young, impressionable and insecure teenage girls. Attractive man that can sing all the words.
Now I'm singing with my gay voice to let you know that I am sensitive. Oh yeah, I'm singing with my gay voice. Teenage girls love a sensitive voice. Sensitive voice. And you know I wanna
make money, money, make money, money, make money, make money, money, make money, money, make money, make money.
Rich man making money off of their investments. Sexual baby.
Girl, I love you so much. I wish we could be together. Unfortunately we can't because I'm rich and famous and you're not. But why don't you just go out and buy my album and tell your friends about it too, so that they also go out and buy it.
Spaceship. You can take away my space suit. You can even take away my space lasers. But you can never, ever take away my space game. Because there's no stopping me. Postmodern player, sample-tastic, flows ekphrastic, I get drastic. Hey, watch the plastic, yo, I name check, and leave you drown in space, ooh, black. Player of the future, watch me go. Sith girl scream. scream when they hear my flow. These alien chicks reproduce with spores, so I go where no MC has gone before. Hey Fry, look, we can still be friends. I won't ask Leela out again. Sci-fi, I try, I fly solo. Shoot your land speeder up just like Bolo.
What's with Lars and what's with his name?
Never mind that ish, cause I got space game.
Darth Maul can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Boba Fett can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight. Vader can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Space player blowing up like dynamite. Dr. Smith can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Q can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight. Even hell can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Because I've got space game and it feels alright.
2112, all the players play on. Everyone bumps Rush in that Tom Sawyer song. I took the red pill and high-fived Neo. Hey, what should I sample?
If it sells, big deal.
Yo, Morpheus, look, you're a real cyberpunk. But your friend Trinity has junk in the trunk. And I'm from Mars and she's from Venus. She has ovaries and I have a lightsaber.
Cause I get more play than Captain Kirk. He found out I went berserk like a jealous jerk. But no puny Vulcan death grip can paralyze me. I said, beam me up, Scotty, and then I got free.
Princess Leia said that my flows are tight. So I said, I suppose she can spend the night. A long time ago in the galaxy far away, MC Lars got the space age play. G-1000 can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Magneto can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight. Even Zod can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Don't even try to buy the silver
spy. Mr. Spock can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
The Wrath of Khan can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight.
The Borg can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Because I've got space game and it feels alright.
Yo, DJ Hal, bring that beat back.
I'm sorry, Lars. I'm afraid I can't do that.
So what can you do?
I can play this awesome guitar solo.
This song is futuristic, so hardcore. Hey T.S. Eliot, please shut the door. Because modernism is so passe. The postmodern revolution is here to stay. In the house tonight, because of Frank Lloyd Wright. The bass goes boom like dynamite.
Yo, Wright was a modernist.
Yeah, I know that alright, but you can't rhyme Bob Venturi with dynamite.
See, it's Guernica Part 2 when I storm the stage. I draw fans like Wolf, I'll draw soup cans on the page. Did I say postmodern? That was a lie. I've been post-postmodern since junior high. Ezra Pound can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Virginia Woolf can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight. Joseph Conrad can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
I excite the modern mind like a ray of light. Franz Kafka can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
Wallace Stevens can't stop me, I'm on fire tonight. E. Cummings can't stop me,
I'm on fire tonight.
I've got postmodern game and it feels alright.
Yes, I'm an alien, yes, I'm an alien. Yes, I'm an alien, I come from outer space. Yes, I'm an alien, yes, I'm an alien. Yes, I'm an alien, I came to rock this place.
Surely God is mad.
At 89.1 FM WIDR Kalamazoo, radio evolution is just a theory.
He's sending hurricane after hurricane, bro, after hurricane.
Bro, I got something to say to you.
Of saying I'm not gay, so let's hug it out over some bros and brogurt. You dropped out of our fantasy league. You know damn well that the draft's next week. You know our team would be retard strong. Want a brofy wife, let's not prolong this brosectomy. Bro, whoa, whoa. Feels like ass punched right in the cabrones. I'm not gonna stop you, bro, if you socialize with other guys. I know these words are long overdue. Bro, you're like the bro that I never knew. So I can't keep singing this song. If the bromance is gone,
Bruce, if this bromance has been prolific, bro trips in the Bryotic hammering, beer pong champs at the Bro 7 Brolympics. You've always been the protagonist in this bromantic comedy, but lately, we seem star-crossed. Like the age-old story of Bromeo and Dudeliet. You call it broing pains, but I can't ride this roller coaster, so take a Prozac and stop being so protarded.
One thing I know, you reap what you bro, but how did we reach Provolone? Are we still on for broling next Sunday night? Or have we come to the end of the bro? I broke your Xbox, but I will replace it. Could I pay you back on a prorated basis? If you keep rowing me out, you won't return my calls.
Ooh, that's unprofessional.
It goes way against every standard. It's just wrong. I guess I should be bro cooling on. You take the high bro, and I take the bro bro, and say that this bro romance is gone. Bro is so gone. Bro is so gone. Bro is so gone.
Welcome back to Land Party. I am DJ Starscream.
I heard you say ice cream.
DJ Ice Cream.
Ice Cream. Ice Cream, you scream, everybody eat ice cream. Yes, I am DJ Donatello. And there's no jokes that can be made about my name. Thank you.
What you just heard by request, that was the Mighty McPilgrim crew doing The Bromance Is Gone. I didn't realize you could make so many bro puns in one song, but
they went out of their way.
They did it.
They went above and beyond. After listening to that song, I don't think I can ever say that word again and not feel dirty, even as a joke.
So you want to beer me those headphones, bro?
I'm not. You're gonna get some stick time. Keep this up.
That would be against standard protocol.
Oh my god. Okay, let's move on.
Before that was MC Lars with Space Game, off of The Graduate. Before that, Sven Liebach with Shark Attack, theme from the Life Aquatic soundtrack, short track. Before that, another short one, Brendan Small with the Season 2 opening theme of Home Movies. Before that, John LaJoy with Pop Song off of You Want Some of This.
And actually, it's a question. You want some of this?
It is. Is his stuff still free? Some of it,
I think.
Some of his stuff on the website is still free. Some of it's not anymore. So
yeah, this song is just on the album.
So yeah, it's album only.
Yeah.
Before that, MC Chris with Nerd Girl Chiptune Remix from the Ashley B hookup. Before that, by request from John Ann Arbor, Cosmos.
Oh.
Doing a...
Stephen
Hawking and Carl Sagan Glorious Dawn Remix.
Oh, I'm...
You aren't a fan or anything, are you?
Oh, that was... It's very rarely that I get this aroused here, but that was arousing.
I know, it was good.
I mean, like my mind was just like, I was like, the moment I saw the video, I was like, is that Carl? And then I was like, OMG.
Mm-hmm. And then top it off, auto-tune.
Well, I usually hate auto-tune, but that was, you know, if you're going to use auto-tune for good.
For Stephen Hawking.
Then that's the, you know, I'm sorry, I'm still blown away by that. And I'm going to be, when I go home, I'm going to listen to that over and over again until I
absorb it. It's become part of you.
I need to read some of his books again or something. I don't know.
Before that, I guess you could call it a Gapes. That was Johnny Depp doing My Friends from the Sweeney Todd soundtrack.
And also Helena Bonham Carter there.
Yes. So I guess two Gapes.
Two Gapes. With one stone.
And before that was the Muddy Mudskipper theme and the sponsors of the Muddy Mudskipper theme.
Gritty litter. Gritty kitty litter.
New added taste enhancement to it, if you noticed.
New prize in every... Oh, I wish John Kay would have a show again. Oh. Anyways. It's my longing sigh for a John Kay.
Well, you know, you can just watch SpongeBob and how they rip off his animation all the time. That's as good, right?
No, it's not. Mm. No, it's not. But nice try. Nice try.
In various other news, we are now podcasting.
That's right.
And if you are interested, check out thelandpartywider.blogspot.com. You can check out all of our random posts, as well as getting all the podcasts every week now.
Yeah,
we're doing good.
Yeah, so far so good. And they also should be up on iTunes now.
Yeah.
And everything, so.
On Wider's channel, whatever. Yeah,
so, fancy schmancy.
My iTunes is not new enough.
Oh.
To now go to iTunes and browse the podcast.
That's funny.
Yep.
Well. Can't blame you.
Yep. Oh, boy. So.
Back to the hits.
Back to the hits. This is the LAN party, and coming up right now, another request, actually.
Oh.
John Stewart.
Last week.
Did a little bit imitating Glenn Beck.
Quite accurately. You really need to see the video to get the full
books,
effect.
The books and the glasses and the hand articulation.
Yes.
Maybe seizures is a better word. So right now, John Stewart imitating Glenn Beck. By request, this is the LAN party on 89.1 FM WIDR Kalamazoo.
I don't know if any of you saw this, but I don't know if you saw Glenn Beck's show last night. It started with a bit of a shock.
Glenn is out tonight with appendicitis.
No. Calm down. I know you're concerned, but don't worry. He's fine. But there's a larger, more serious point to be made here. You may remember that 18 months ago, Glenn Beck was hospitalized after botched hemorrhoid surgery. So this appendix thing is not an isolated incident. Don't you see? Part of a bigger pattern, and the powers that be don't want us to talk about this, and you certainly won't hear about it in the mainstream media. There's a war going on. And the stakes are nothing less than Glenn Beck's internal organs. You see, I've been reading a lot of books lately. Books on anatomy that aren't now taught in your so-called medical schools anymore. Apparently the medicine that was good enough for our founding fathers is now considered politically or medically incorrect. Rousseau's Discourse on the Science and the Arts, Linnaeus, Hippocrates, Galen's on Prognosis, and I've been playing this game. Lifting Adam's apples and wishbones and such. I've learned a few things, and I know that what I'm about to say may sound crazy. But isn't it interesting? Don't you find it interesting that when we need Beck's post-induction analysis the most, doctor said today, sorry, Glenn, you can't go on the air. We got to take out your appendix. Isn't it time that we asked ourselves, as a nation, why that is? You know what I'm saying? You're saying to yourselves out there, I know you're watching, you're saying, John, you're not a doctor. And he was in a medical emergency. And I say, right, I am not a doctor. I haven't been to medical school. I haven't studied for 7 years about internal medicine. I'm just a concerned American citizen like you. Questioning what's going on inside Glenn Beck. And it's time we got some answers. And if you don't get these answers, you ask again and again and again, because you know who else didn't answer medical questions? Hitler. Now, I obviously, I'm not saying this is a plot by Hitler to steal Glenn Beck from all of us, internal organ by internal organ by internal organ, and then reprogram him to use as a weapon. But isn't it fascinating that I'm the only one with the courage to ask these questions? What is going on? Follow me. I want to show you something very quickly. I want to show you something. Take a look. Take a look very quickly, if you will, at what your appendix is connected to. I mean, it's all there. Your appendix is connected to your large intestine, which is connected to your small intestine, which is something that Karl Marx had. That doesn't seem suspicious. Because what is the small intestine connected to, people? Oh, I don't know. The stomach? Which is where acorns would go if you ate them. Acorns? Where have we heard that name before? And after the intestines suck the nutrients from the acorn, it would go into the colon, which goes to the rectum, which goes to the anus, which is the site of the hemorrhoids that nearly killed Glenn Beck. It's all connections. This man, this good, hard-working television personality, is under siege, not from without, from within. His own organs have turned against him, or should I say, have been turned against him. The naysayers will say, oh, John, organs don't have thoughts. They can't hatch a plan and get together and execute that plan. Oh, really? Really? They can't organize? They can't? Oh, you're right. I'm a cuckoo bird. I'm a big cuckoo bird. I eat my own tie. Well, guess what? It's happening. Right here. In the country we love. And if we don't stop it now, it can happen to you. You. The authorities one day will come to you and say, oh, we need to take out your appendix. It's infected, and if we leave it in there, it will kill you. Well, it's your appendix. It's not theirs. It's not the bureaucrats. It's not the liberal elites. The communists who want to socialize your Nazism. Or the Republicans don't want to make a political thing. Sorry, I just... just love Glenn Beck's digestive and immune system so much. And I fear for it. Folks, we have to take back this country, and it starts with Glenn Beck's internal organs. We have to bring Glenn Beck's internal organs back to a time before the operations, before the pain, before the fever, before puberty, a simpler time. I've been working on something. I've been working on something since November 4th. That was the day that Glenn Beck was hospitalized. And I want to share it with you tonight. I want to take you to something I call the 11-3 Project. It's 11 principles and 3 herbs and spices. We designed it to remind we the people that our founding fathers believed their bodies were governed by humors. Is it me or when did we lose that? Let's get back to those days. Because if they can take Glenn Beck's burst appendix to save his life, who's to say they can't take your healthy appendix tomorrow and eat it in front of you and your children?
Crackhead to crackhead, you still haven't changed. You're still messing with the stuff that eats up your brain. You used to worry about the looks when you looked alright, but what you should have been worried about is your life. Crackhead to crackhead, you really look a mess with your free bass and buff stinking mule train breath. Now did you ever wake up, your face stuck to the pillar? Did your mama ever call you an ugly gorilla? You're a
crackhead.
Tell them again, EJ.
Crackhead.
Leave it alone. Crackhead to crackhead, you know that you're wrong, cause I can smell your body odor over the telephone. Now with your peanut head, you never be the best until you get your butt together, then you pass the test. For a nickel and a dime, you commit a crime, but when the judge throws the book, can you stand the time? Push a man on the corner, there selling death. You better stop your way of living and help yourself. Destroying all the youth each and every day. You ought to toss your butt in jail and throw the key away. You're a
crackhead.
No lie. Tell them again, EJ, what are they?
Crackhead.
Leap, 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 leave it alone.
Crackhead.
Used to be an A student trooper in your school, but now you're standing on the corner acting like a fool, smoking crack all day, wasting your life away. You better stop and listen to my heavy rap today. Listen, life is too sweet, why throw it away for a $20 high when you get your pay? Now hey, brothers and sisters, have you lost your head? If you keep smoking crack, you're gonna end up dead. You're a
crackhead.
EJ, tell him one more time.
Crackhead.
Leap, leap, leap. Leave it alone.
Crackhead.
From crackhead to crackhead, you still haven't changed. You still mess with the stuff that drives you insane. For many years ago, it was LSD. Now when you walked around bugging in society, now the times have passed. You still high as a kite, but instead of LSD, now you're smoking a pipe. You're a
crackhead.
EJ, I don't think they heard you. Tell them again now.
Crackhead.
Leap, 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 leave it alone. You're a
crackhead.
Alright, check this out, homeboy. What's the matter with you, fool? Tell me, have you learned? Now when you mess with the fire, your butt gets burned. Young people in the world, when the pussy man comes, just tell him to go and give his mama some. You're a
crackhead.
One more time, EJ.
Crackhead.
I don't think they heard you, EJ. Tell them again.
Crackhead.
One more time, you're a
crackhead.
Leap, 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 leave it alone.
Yeah. So this is called Your Brains.
Hey, Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. Good to see you, buddy. How have you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. Inside and eat your brains. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay for now, but someday you'll be out of food and guns. Then you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly. All we want to do is eat your brains. We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we want to do is eat your brains. But we're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. I sure appreciate the way you're working with me. I'm not a monster, Tom. Well, technically I am. I guess I am. I've got another meeting, Tom. Maybe we could wrap this up. No, we'll get to common ground somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to my colleagues who were chewing on the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes. All we wanna do is eat your brains. We're at an impasse here, maybe we should compromise. If you open up the doors, we'll all come inside and eat your brains.
Ah!
LAN Party, Tuesday nights, Wednesday mornings, midnight to 2 a.m. Replay, video game soundtracks, movie soundtracks, Satan worship, gapes, deaths, great acting persons, entertaining sonically, 8-bit and 4-bit, free music, nerdcore, Satan worship, did we mention edutainment, and internet gems. So join DJ Starscream and DJ Donatello for a sexy good time, an instant virus scan, defrag, Linux, don't be such a tool, get the 32 gigs of RAM and terabytes of fun. So who needs girls, when you're a level 20 ranger, troll hunter, and we're saving Middle Earth from the Sith, while you waste your lives, making out on the couch. So join us for a geeky time, and Satan worship. on the LAN party, only on Wider Evolution. 89.1 WIDR Kalamazoo.
Welcome back to the LAN party. I am DJ Ice Cream.
I'm DJ Donatello.
What you just heard was the Button Pushers with the track Made in Japan from their album Music for 8-Bit Video Games. Before that, the theme to Lippy the Lion from Hanna-Barbera.
I never watched that show. I think I was too old. Too young. Sorry, too young.
Before that, by request, Jonathan Colton with Re Your Brains from the album Jonathan Colton Unplugged. And DJ Donatello pointed out to me that a lot of his stuff is also free online.
In fact, I think that song is for free. In fact, you can, I'm pretty sure that on his site, if you just look up Jonathan Colton, you can find there's more than a CD's worth of free music on his site.
Ta-da!
Yep.
Before that, also by request, BJ the Messenger with Crackhead off of I think it was a YouTube channel called Stairway to Stardom, or something was called Stairway to Stardom.
That was
that was good.
That was very good. Lots of I'm gonna just throw it out there and say that I think that those were three crackheads singing
in recovery.
I think that was part of their community service.
I liked your original theory.
That BJ
the Messenger is actually just RZA wearing a ski mask.
Because he was embarrassed.
He doesn't like to think about those times.
Yeah.
And before that, starting that set off by request was John Stewart doing a bit on Glenn Beck and the 11-3 project. So, that was that. We have about 15 more minutes and after that, wider
variety of some sort.
I don't know where DJ T went.
I don't know. Maybe he got famous.
Maybe he got promoted.
Lots of people get famous, and after a while, they better shows, better time
that,
slots.
That 2 to 4 a.m. slot, apparently, breeds a lot of promotion.
Oh.
And we've been in this 12 to 2 spot for how long?
I think years.
Years.
Is something that I'm coming with. In fact, we were 2 to 4.
We were,
and then we're more famous now.
That's right. We moved up.
So,
but that 2 to 4 Wednesday spot seems to be a hot one.
Yeah, lots of people jump from that to like noon
daytime shows
when people are listening.
So keep it tuned. Any last minute requests, get them in now, and we are going to finish it off today with Walk in the Rain from Cowboy Bebop. So keep tuned for that. But we're going to play some more stuff before then, obviously. You're listening to The LAN Party on 89.1 WIDR Kalamazoo Radio Evolution.
thanks. I was just talking to the band backstage, which is the thing I do. They're quite nice. And I realized it's actually 30 years to the day since we started to film Monty Python all those years ago. Thank you. Thank you. And so I think it would be not inappropriate if I said a quick word of thanks to Michael, Terry, John, and Graham. Thank you. Who can't be with us tonight, but without whom I would not be here. And so we were a rather arrogant bunch of writers, and as you might have gathered, and we would not let Universal see a film script before we shot that film. That we wanted to avoid their notes at all costs. We figured if we couldn't work out how to make a Monty Python film, they couldn't tell us. So we submitted a poem and a budget. And it was a rather stupid poem. It went like this. There's everything in this movie, everything that fits, from the meaning of life in the universe to girls with great big tits. We've got movie stars and foreign cars, explosions and the lot, filmed as only we know how on the budget that we've got. We've spent a fortune on locations and quite a bit on drink, and there's even the odd philosophical joke just to make you buggers think. Yet some parts are as serious and as deep as you could wish, but largely it's all tits and ass and quite a bit of fish. Other bits are fairly childish and some are frankly rude, but at least we've got a lot of nice girls all banging around in the nude. So take your seats, enjoy yourselves, and let's just hope it's funny, because it's not only done to make you laugh, but to make us lots of money. So sit back and have a good time with your boyfriend or your wife. Relax and just enjoy yourself, for this is the meaning of life. And to their credit, they paid for the film on that. So who can blame them if they kept the money?
Find a way, but Mother never.